A desperate bid to save a town from the rising Campaspe River. Volunteers, residents, and members of the State Emergency Service have been building walls of sandbags in Echuca in northern Victoria. Grant Raisin is a member of the SES.
We're working very hard to try and protect this end of town, sandbagging, pumping water from the stormwater. Crews overnight did a mammoth job to get to save most of it. We're just reinforcing and making sure of that work now. Sadly, there has been a few houses through town and gone underwater that have been unsalvageable, but we've got more wins than losses so far.
Residents were ordered to evacuate for at least a week, but many have decided to stay and fight back the floodwaters. Among them is Peter Kine.
Some of these text messages you get that, you know, you've got to evacuate, they're not really clear who, where, what. And for a lot of elderly people, I think it's really, really hard on them in regards to getting those text messages. Yeah.
The town has been battered twice in a matter of days, first from the rising Campaspe River and then from the Murray. In total, 1,000 properties were surrounded or flooded. Echuca resident Diana Boucher evacuated with her family before the peak. Her front lawn is now a swimming pool, with flood waters on the verge of spilling into her home.
I've got three turtles sitting inside. I'm not really concerned about them. Apparently they're river animals and they'll be fine, but we've got the kids out, we've got the dog out, we've got the cars out. It's all that matters. Everything else is replaceable, so.
By mid-afternoon on Sunday, almost 80 emergency warnings were in place across the state. 340 roads were inaccessible, and 100 military personnel were deployed to assist. The SES had conducted about 150 rescues in 24 hours. The sunny conditions misled some residents into thinking the worst is over. In the town of Shepparton, thousands of homes and businesses are in the path of the Goulburn River, with its flooding set for record peaks. Residents, including Stacey Scully, were told it's too late to leave.
It came up a lot quicker than we expected. Even this morning it's come up a lot quicker than we expected. And although our house is a little bit higher off the ground, it's getting up to the level where it's going to be untenable very shortly. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews toured flood-affected regions near Bendigo and Rochester. Mr. Albanese has announced the federal government will provide flood disaster relief payments for the worst affected areas in Victoria and Tasmania.
This support is, of course, a small compensation, but it does mean that people are getting that support on the ground, and we'll make that available immediately.
In Melbourne, the cleanup continued after the Maribyrnong River burst its bank on Friday, inundating 245 homes. The flood wall surrounding Flemington Racecourse is under criticism, with some saying it diverted water into houses. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews says a full review will be carried out.
I can confirm that Melbourne Water will conduct a thorough review of this flood event and any impact that wall had on this flood event. They'll do that work at arm's length from the government, and they'll report progress.
The Victorian government says those unable to return to their homes will be offered a place at the Mickleham COVID quarantine facility from Tuesday. Meanwhile, evacuation orders are in place for several areas in New South Wales. The SES has issued emergency warnings for residents in parts of Forbes, Wagga Wagga, Narrandera, and Moama near the Victorian border. Julien Huyer, SBS News.